The next patient is Maria Cervantes. Last name is Cervantes. First name, Maria. Clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic female that is referred to the office because of the presence of acute deterioration of the kidney function, period. The past history of this patient includes diabetes mellitus that has been present for over 15 years. There is exacerbation of the diabetes mellitus due to the administration of prednisone and the need to establish the therapy with insulin was necessary. Period. There is evidence during the admissions in December at the hospital of a normal urinalysis without any evidence of proteinuria. Period. The patient has a long history of rheumatoid arthritis that has been rather aggressive. Period. The patient has been evaluated by Dr. A. Torres. The patient has been treated with immunomodulators like Xeljanz, X-E, L like in Lima, J like in J.C. Penny, A like in Alpha, N like in November, Z like in Zulu, 11 milligrams on a daily basis. And the patient has been also treated with leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. The immunomodulators as such could be associated to the increase in the serum creatinine, especially the administration of Xeljanz, period. The patient has evidence of bilateral infiltrates in the CT scans that were done in November and December of 2021. They have a reticular pattern bilaterally. Whether or not this patient has been seen by the pulmonologist, and in order to consider a rheumatoid lung, period. Patients with rheumatoid arthritis develop acute kidney function more frequently that the controls, period. Paragraph. The CT scans also disclose the presence of changes in the liver consistent with cirrhosis. whether or not the patient has a fatty liver. Is a consideration. There is no history of alcohol consumption. There is no history of hepatitis. The patient has to be evaluated by the gastroenterologist in order to assess the gastrointestinal situation. In summary, we believe that the patient has acute kidney injury. The most likely explanation is side effects of the medications that have been given for rheumatoid arthritis control. Comma. Another contributory factor, the liver cirrhosis, the patient has to the physical examination, significant amount of fluid retention. In the latest laboratory workup that was done in January of 2022, there is no evidence of hyperbilirubinemia or increased bilirubin or alteration in the liver function test. The third consideration is rheumatoid arthritis per se, and the fourth consideration is diabetes mellitus. In our plan, number one, we're going to stop the use of the metformin for the blood sugar control due to the borderline kidney function with a current estimated GFR around 33 mL per minute. Changes in the life in the lifestyle, including a very low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Continue with the administration of the diuretics and a plant-based diet. All the processed food should be eliminated from the diet. That in turn is going to get better blood sugar control and better control of the inflammation associated to the rheumatoid arthritis. We recommend a pulmonologist evaluation as well as gastroenterology evaluation. We are going to do the basic workup and we'll reevaluate the case as soon as the workup gets done. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll follow the case with you.